News and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right, about 15 minutes from now, we have an update for you on that, quote, cursing toddler in Nebraska, close quote. If you hadn't seen the video, it's utterly depressing. It shows a two-year-old in diapers who is unleashing a litany of obscene words and phrases strung together and flipping off the camera. And his mother was upset that it was that the video was taken and posted. But as far as the kid's behavior, she said, well, kids swear. Anyway, authorities have had previous, what do they call it, Phil? Previous contact with this household, including a gang incident where the toddler's foot was actually grazed by a bullet.
Yeah, had to be hospitalized briefly.
From a gang drive-by or something. Anyway, they've taken that kid away. But we've got an update for you involving, you know, the other kids. Before we get there, some local stories. Here we have Seattle choosing to spend $750,000 counting bicycles. The Seattle Department of Transportation recently added 7 new bike counters, 4 of which will also count pedestrians, to neighborhood multi-use trails. The counters will help the department create a ridership baseline that can be used to help reach their goal of quadrupling bike ridership within the next 15 years. They say, unlike the 2 existing bike counters on the Fremont and West Seattle bridges, they don't have electronic display totems. Well, you know, Phil, I think we have a very interesting situation here. What are they going to do? They're either going to spend $750,000 on high-tech bike counters, or I'm afraid they'll have to, I don't know, fill potholes?
No, yeah, they can't possibly afford to fill potholes. Because it's just, they're far too many, it's far too expensive, and the money would be better spent knowing who's riding bikes and when.
Yeah, it's it's so revealing.
And wait a second, don't we have a new mayor now?
We do.
Wait, I thought the mayor that liked bicycles was gone.
We do. Well,
so the new mayor likes bicycles too?
It appears that this decision was very much in the pipeline.
Huh.
But I am guessing that
Ed Murray thinks that's the best use of $600,000 of taxpayer money.
If you follow the money here, what do you want to bet that some of that money is going to be traceable back to the gas tax?
Oh, because man. I thought the gas tax was supposed to go for roads.
It's supposed to be used for roads. And then, in fact, if you go to some, like Wenatchee, and you drive by the Department of Transportation office, for nostalgia reasons, they kept the old sign on it.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Highways.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Department of Highways, it's supposed to be used for road building. Much of the money is used for road maintenance, road service, road repair, snow plowing, all the. But more and more money is used for other transportation-related expenses. Mm. And the way that they define transportation-related can be awfully creative.
Well, the other reason that this story about Seattle and the bicycle counters, is that what they're calling them?
Yes.
Yeah. Is so infuriating is that we're great at building stuff as government, as bureaucracy. And that's kind of what elected officials are in charge of supervising. We're great at building stuff. We're not very good at taking care of the stuff that we built. Seattle's got a seawall that needs help. Seattle's had the South Park Bridge that had to be shut down once before a couple of years ago. Down in Pierce County in Spanaway, close to where I grew up in University Place. They had the sprinkler rec center that kind of fell into disrepair. And then they had to shut it down for a little while, and they needed money to do repairs. I think they finally got money to do repairs. And it's the same thing with these bike counters in Seattle. $600,000 over a couple of years. They're going to get another $600,000 from some foundation.
Yes.
To bring it to a total of $1.2 million to count bicycles for 3 years.
And here's my position.
But we don't have money to take care of the roads that we've already built.
Right. Right. You
see,
filling potholes in the city of Seattle is the job of the city of Seattle. And the city says, you know, we don't have the resources to be able to do this. It's not about resources. It's about priorities. If you go up to, say, Shoreline. Shoreline is every bit as democratic as the city of Seattle, not as flaky, but liberal. They have, for the most part, some of the finest streets in King County. They make a priority of filling potholes. In Seattle, it's simply not a priority, so when people complain about it, we'll get to it. In other words, the strategy is to be reactive rather than proactive on the whole issue of potholes. And that is why it continues to be a problem for Seattle. But the real problem is their attitude. They don't like cars. They don't like, commuters. They try and make it inconvenient. And then when there's, bite back from, say, downtown merchants or people who don't have a driveway, who can't park in front of their house anymore, then they reluctantly will take some action here or there to try and at least reduce some of the tension. But their goal is to make it harder and harder to drive and harder to park in Seattle, which is why Mike McGinn made pothole filling a secondary priority. Just wasn't that important.